Welcome today to our podcast called We Are Necessary for the Environment. And today's topic is the 3 R's that we decide to talk about to raise awareness about how we can contribute to our planet. So, stay with us to start our learning about this exciting topic.
To present our initial topic, we have to know, why do we have to apply the 3 R's? And we will explain that below. The reason is that the environment is suffering the consequences of the negative actions that the human being has been carrying throughout these years. Pollution is one of the biggest problems in our society. However, we do nothing to change. In many cities around the world, it is almost impossible to see places without garbage or even breathe clean air. Ultimately, the planet is not going through its best moments. Illnesses, allergies, and even natural disasters are the signs that we can see of the damage we have caused. So many polluting particles float in the air. Gases and chemicals released by industrial companies or by the same cars we use every day. That is why we speak of the 3 R's, as they help save our planet.
Starting with recycling, it consists of taking used material or waste and passing them through a transformation or exploitation process so that they can be used again. Thanks to this process, all materials can start a new cycle of life and use. Things that can be recycled, it can be paper, cardboard, plastics, glass, aluminium, iron, and others. Recycling has many advantages and is essential for a sustainable society, environmental benefits. The energy required to produce a new product is greater than energy required to produce it from recycling materials. Natural resources are also conserved, and the volume of solid waste destined for the sanitary landfill is reduced. This R is considered the most popular, and many people can recognize it via its characteristic recycling thing. However, this does not make it applied by people.
We continue with reducing a very important R, but with little attention in conceive of 2 points. Reduce the consumption of goods and reduce the consumption of energy. To avoid wasting, the recommendation in this R are consumed responsibly and make a priority list with what is really necessary. Body quantities are used to the needs of the family unit, and as carrying products in which the expiration date is taken into account, which in any case must be different from the preferential consumer's date. His goal is that humans should be able to generate much less waste and use much less electricity. Reduce your water consumption, because it can serve others. That. What can it do to help save current environment? Also, the reduction of the use of plastics. The use of plastics transports and the use of natural light. Reduce, in our opinion, is the most important R, because if we follow what it tells us, we will also avoid the other 2 R's.
With the remaining R, reuse, which is concept tells us that is in action that allows us to reuse the good products or things discarded to give the maximum useful life. These are called waste. This can be used the same as or differently from the one for which they are made, such as clothes, bags for shopping, glass hearts for storing preserves, glass bottles for cold water from the fridge, etc. This process means that the more objects we reuse, the less garbage we will produce and the less we will have to spend resource that we already have on hand in our respective homes. In addition, if we want to reuse something that is still in good condition, we can also make donations to people who need it, or we can sell all in them don't have it, such as garbage sales, which in our country are rare for people to do. But if there are stores or clothes that think us and in good condition, that we go to go.
We hope that our podcast has helped you learn more about this interesting and necessary topic that we should all keep in mind. Have a nice day, and we look forward to our next learning trip. Bye!